Welcome everybody, Shia number 980. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabban Zisel, Le'ilu Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosha and Rafua Shalema Rivka Bas Miriam Yehudas, Shtakav Rafua Shalema Psoich Shar Choli Yisrael. Okay, getting back to a malacha of Maver, kindling a fire. So in general, we've spoken about the various different ways how one could be over mavir in reference to, fire itself, candles, oil, and so on. But the shilas that come up in mavir and kibbo, in other words, in kindling the fire and putting out the fire and so on, are in electricity. Now, there's another whole section which we've just quickly referenced to in the past few shiurim, in reference to something called a grumma. We have something called gram kiboy. We have sometimes when one is going to light put on electricity and it's going to be a delay, possibly there'll be a grumma over there. So there are various different questions that come up in reference to a pause or possibly a psik resha. For example, I just want to give another example that does not apply to electricity. We're going to talk about somebody opening up a door where there might be a candle lit. Is there a problem? Somebody opening up a window where there might be a candle lit. How about that? Is there a problem with that? So there's various different shilas that do come up. Possibly also want to talk about putting, there's a whole section in halacha in reference to putting water under a candle that's lit, and possibly it might either tip over or sparks might come out and so on, and then it'll cause the fire to go out. How do we work with that? Okay, so these are some various different shilas a little bit down the road. But before we get to all those various different shilas, again, like I said, we covered the main crux of what kindling is all about, what maver is all about. So from here, basically, we want to go into the electricity aspect of it, and see how it applies to various different things that we could all understand. When it comes to electricity, there's many, many various different shilas that come up and many various different things. Many of the things, we're going to just say basically one has to consult their Rav and find out what has to be done. But we want to have an understanding as to what it's all about. Okay, so the bottom line is, as we could all understand also, when it comes to electricity, there's no simin per se in Shulchan Aruch that really talks about it. You know, you can't go look up, well, this simin in Shulchan Aruch talks about electricity. Obviously, electricity didn't exist. It's a fairly new invention, if you want to call it that. So basically, it is somewhat of a machlokes amongst the a little bit more modern paiskim as to what is the problem with electricity. Do we say that is this taka iser of mavir, whereby a light is lighting up? Like, let's say, for example, an incandescent bulb, right? Somebody lights an incandescent bulb. So we say, good. So you're heating up the filament inside, a little metal inside, and we said that when one heats up a metal, whereby it becomes red, it becomes, glowing hot, so that is the iser of mavir, right? So that we understand. But how does that work with, as in reference to, for example, wiring? Somebody goes and puts on an air conditioner on Shabbos, right? So there's no filament over there. There's no bulb over there that's lighting up. It doesn't have any lights. For example, in air conditioning, there's no lights involved. So what do we say when the electricity is going, somebody turns on the switch and the electricity is traveling through the wires? What kind of an iser is that? It is some sort of a, in the fire family, if you want to call it, the kindling family, right? Because that's what electricity is all about. But is that a real mavir? So we want to see, we want to try and go through some of the, there's a few different shitas as to how they looked at electricity in general. Putting aside the electricity that's pure, a pure deraisa, like an incandescent bulb that we established, the fact you're heating it up, the metal, and that's it. But basically everything else, where there's no lights involved in these type of things, pretty much has to do with wiring and so on and how that works. Okay, now we want to also try and establish the fact, like, in other words, the question is, where do we draw the line with electricity? Do we say electricity could be possibly a dirabanan? It's us or across the board. That's not the question. Putting on electricity, a person can't go and say, well, I'll put on my air conditioner, I'll put on my fan, for example. What's wrong with putting on a fan? There's no lights involved. There's just electricity being flowing through the wiring. What's wrong if I put on my fan on Shabbos? Right? Okay, we understand all that, but it's across the board. Hakol moedim, everybody agrees it's us. Electricity is us to do, unless certain circumstances, which we're going to try and talk about a little bit, but just generally, well, I'll put on my fan on Shabbos and that's it. Everybody knows you can't put on a fan on Shabbos. What is the problem with it? Do we say it's a deraisa electricity? Do we say it's a drabbanon? And it makes a major difference. Being, in other words, in a case of whereby there's some issue that might come up, possibly a chayla she'en bo sakana, possibly whereby, when it's a chayla, we stress again, when it's a chayla she'yesh bo sakana, when it's a dangerous circumstance, all hands on deck, as we say, constantly, and we keep on reviewing, and we'll continue to review, that everybody can do everything, whatever has to be done. If it's a question of a life in danger, that's not the issue. That was solved a while back, and we said everybody could be over the rices, that's not the issue. If it's a question of somebody's life, that's everybody has to do what they have to do. But there are various different cases. Sometimes the chayla she'ein bo sakana, sometimes if we could say that possibly most electricity is possibly drabbanan, then in certain instances, possibly a goy could be used for certain cases. Again, we'll try and discuss, not across the board. I want to make it clear, not across the board, possibly. If we're going to say that it's electricity is a question of a d'oraisa, then it becomes much stricter and much harder to be mater certain cases, even to use a goy, right? Because as we know, telling a goy to do a d'oraisa is not so simple. Possibly in certain cases also, by chayla she'en bo sakana. But again, if it's a d'rabbanan, the electricity one, and we could, and some certain cases come up, we could tell a guy in certain cases, possibly there's something called the shvus, also in certain cases whereby it could be losses of money. Okay, we're not going to get into all that, I'm pushing it a little bit, but be it as it may, bottom line is, again, we're not establishing any facts in this shir at all. I just want to bring it across as to, everybody should have an understanding. We want to see where do we put electricity halachically, and thereby seeing how we could work with it. Sometimes it comes up with older people, and it might not even be a question of chayla she'ein bo sakana, depending on the age of the person, but sometimes there's a major need, a tzarich gadol, in certain cases like that, whereby possibly we say electricity, derabbanan, possibly with a guy, maybe. If we say deraisa, it's again, it's going to be much stricter. So that's what we want to try and establish for, you know, the next number of shiurim anyways, for quite a while, and see how we could work with it and how the malacha of mavir goes in conjunction with all these various different type of shilas that come up in electricity. And it's mamish, it's across the board. It has to do also with, you know, Shabbos clocks, setting timers, and all these various different type of things and how that works, as opposed to the actual candle itself, as opposed to the actual fire itself, which we will get back to, like I said. But that's a little bit as the other part of it when we talk about the grumma part and so on, and when that will come into play. Okay, we're going to continue next year. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha kol tov.